for that we're grateful. You may be seated. I bless you always today. Four things. He's mighty and he's good. His mercies endureth forever. His kindness is long-suffering toward us. That is why we count the long-suffering of Yahweh as salvation. I bless him. Because he has suffered much with us. He has suffered with his people. The very rebellious house, the people that reject his truth. They walk in their own counsel of their own minds. It's not the counsel of Yahweh. This is the generation that has disdain for that, and that is a pure hatred. It is one that will not allow Yahweh to correct it. Will not allow him to correct our devious, devilish, wicked ways. We certainly are not going to let him intermeddle in our affairs. We won't allow that. We have our own self-determination, and that is the spirit of Cain. Cain believed that there was an El and a mighty one. But he was determined in his own will to do what he wanted to. You see, that's the error of Cain. And the error of Balaam, is one that think that because one is reputed, sinful, and unclean, there is a just Yahweh, then surely he must destroy them. Yet in the midst of his long suffering, he suffered with us for his name's sake. He has pity on his name. He doesn't want his name blasphemed and destroyed. We have desecrated it. We have cursed it. We've been angry with it. Been mad at his name. We've had disdain for it. We didn't want to hear it. Yet in this hour he says, I'm going to speak. There's going to be only one way he speaks. And that's by his spirit. That's by the Ra'ul, the spirit of Yahweh, the Kodosh. He's not speaking another way. I did want to preach on that today, but I want to go another direction because as I said a few minutes before, I came to service, Yahweh gave me a word. And I began to inquire of that in Scripture. But we do need the Spirit because Messiah said there are things that I want to tell you, but you're not ready for them. But he said, but when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, when he has come, then he will guide you in all truth. Now that is the purpose of the anointing of Yahweh in this hour. He always intended to speak to his house. And to speak to him by his spirit because he is a spirit. He is the spirit. And he has always intended to speak to people that way. But this is a nation and a generation that they've gone after their own era. That's what this nation has done. That's what this generation has done. It will not be corralled. It will not be instructed. It is a very bitter generation. It is one that is filled with hatred, dissimulation, one that filled with emulation, spite, and envy, and lies, and corruption. That's this generation. And the reason that many of you all, I will say this to this house, and I don't apologize to any of you, when it comes to expounding upon the in-depth truth that he intends for us to walk in, the reason that many are so bitter and they complain is because this is a selfish generation. When you find a selfish people, they're never happy. You can't make them happy. I don't care what you're doing. They are selfish. You find yourself, sister or brother, not being content, then you are very selfish. Nothing will satisfy you. Hell and destruction are never full. Neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. So you can never be satisfied, brother. You can never be satisfied, sister, because there is a selfishness there, and it cannot be satisfied at all. Now, that's what we have in this generation. And for us that say we follow the law of Yahweh, that we need his spirit. He only gives his spirit to them that obey him. Now, I know what has been taught to us by our white doctrine, our Negro doctrine, It is not the truth of your way. He told the people to go tarry there. You shall be endowed with power. And yet nobody tarries today. They don't seek Yahweh. They don't even seek His counsel. They don't seek His truth. What things do we obey? That's why there is not much spirit today. We find a false spirit. And Satan is a master of doing that. He transformed himself into an angel of light, a Moloch of light. Don't tell me he can't do that. Because the Spirit of Yahweh makes a revolutionary change in a man's life, in one's life. And don't tell me we have that power and that anointing. Your hypocrisy and your religion says so, but it is not so. When Peter was filled with that anointing, his whole life would revolutionarize. His whole life changed. When Saul saw that mighty anointing upon Stephen when they stoned him to death, when Ananias went and laid hands upon him, the scab fell from his eyes, and he received the infilling of the anointing, and he was baptized in water. He was a chosen vessel for Yahweh. Why? Because there were many things that he must suffer for his name's sake. And so he had to suffer for the name. He had to suffer for the name. This is a generation will not suffer nothing. And the reason why? Because there is no love. You talk that trash, but it's no love. Full of hypocrisy. Full of sin. You know, it's one thing about love, they say it's blind. It doesn't see color. It doesn't see who the person is. It's just simply love. That's what love is. It's not this trash to be called black love or white love. That's trash. That's not even love. It's full of hypocrisy, and it's full of sin. I will never stop preaching the way I do for not one of you all. You understand that? Not anyone in this house. I will not change one thing. And I will not apologize. Not for what Yahweh speaks to this rebellious and wicked generation that is determined. It is a determined generation to do its own will. And do what it wants to do. Doesn't realize that there's been a price paid for it. You're no more your own. Don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Rahu? Are you no more your own? You've been bought with a price. You don't do what you will to do. You do His will. That should be your prayer. Thy will be done. Now that's not what I want to deal with today, but that's all right. It's good. It sets the platform. Opens up the heart. You're not going to even hear today unless you have a preacher. You need a preacher this hour. You always need. He must. Impart that anointing in the hearts of men today. And it's not for filthy lucre. It's not for their own gain. It's not for their selfish deeds or their selfish need or their selfish desire. It has to be to please Him. And when a man abandoned his own desire, his own will, he can do all things to please the Father. He is not preaching to a congregation of acceptance or them to accept Him. He conveyed unto them the power and the viability of this great hell that we think we know. That's what He does. He preached Him, for He is the only truth. There is no other truth but Yahweh. No truth. I am not truth. You are not truth. The white race is not truth. The black race is not true. The Jewish race is not true. It is only Yahweh, and He is truth. For He deals with the sins and the corruption of man's heart. This is a wicked and slothful generation. They have taken that profound talent, the most precious gift ever given, His Son, as He died on that place of death for our sins. And we have taken that beautiful talent, we have hidden it under our flesh, our lies, our corruption, and He said, you are a wicked and a slothful servant. There is no way we should walk today like we did yesterday. There's no way you should walk like you did when you were in the world, like you walk today. There's no way your heart's desire should be like it was 10 years ago as it is today. So they've taken this precious gem, this truth of Yahweh, and they've hidden under layers of their flesh, their traditions, their corruption, their sins, and they think they're getting by. It's a wicked and a slothful generation. He's going to say, take the talent from them and give that anointing to the one that has five. He said, cast that one out into outer darkness, into sin and hell, because of their wicked, corrupt, unclean ways. You're not going to take this talent, this gift of Yahweh. He said, a gift that is so precious, There's nothing in the world can equal it. Not all the riches, not all the monies, not all the families, not all the jewels, not even on the whole earth. What will it profit any of us to gain the entire earth? You're not going to gain it. And then you lose your soul. He was showing you the extremity of losing your soul over earthly things. And our flesh is earthly vessels. Our flesh are nothing but earthly vessels. And he has put this prized gem in an earthen vessel. And you take this mighty power of Yahweh and you hide it on the layers of your selfishness, your sin and your corruption, your lies and your unwillingness. You're going to die in your wickedness because you are a slothful and an unprofitable servant unto him. Now that's scripture. And the anointing comes from the revelation of that simple truth. It is so simple that an ignorant man like me can understand that. We don't want to obey what he says because we've gone the wrong way. I want to read something from scripture. And I want to deal with the sins of this house. The sins of this corrupt house. How you've corrupted your own selves. No one has corrupted you. No one makes you hateful and have disdain. It's your own wickedness. It's your own sins. It's your own lust. It's your own heart. That's what scripture says. It's either scripture's a lie or you a lie. It's either scripture's truth and you a lie or your truth and scripture's lies. I will read what the book says. Jude says in Jude chapter 1, only one chapter there. He said, I want to identify these apostates. They have apostatized. And we want to just think that has to do with some preacher or some little gathering. It has to do with you, my friend. It has to do with each individual. This is a personal word that he speaks unto you. And yet because we are one body, it is a very collective word. And so this nation and this people think that it has to do with some organization that is apostate. It has to do with you that's apostate. Filthy minds and filthy dreamers. When your mind is filled with dreaming of this world delight, you are a filthy dreamer. When your mind is inspired by what the world offers, you are a filthy dreamer. Your mind should dream about the things that are heavenly and pure. But a man's affection is set upon things above. He dreams about the things that are above. You dream about things that are natural because you are a filthy dreamer. You are walking in a false state. Paul says in verse, Jude says in verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers, they're filthy dreamers, they defile the flesh. You defile your own flesh. Filthy dreamers despise or they defile their own flesh. You begin to dream of these sensual things, you're defiling your own flesh. And that's why Satan loves to put you in that realm, that fleshly realm whereby you dream and your inspiration is this and that. And it's not to see the glory of the kingdom. That should be our dream. To see the mighty power of Yahweh and the glory of His Son revealed unto us. I want to see that day because He's going to be revealed more than just in words. He's been revealed by the Word in this hour. And in that hour He's going to be revealed by His presentation to the house of Israel. And that are those that have been collected out of the world to be saved by the precious blood of Messiah. Why? Because they believe the testimony that He came from Almighty Yah. He came from your way, and they believe that testimony. And that's how we're going to overcome. He said, first of all, they're filthy dreamers. They despise dominion. They despise any kind of instruction. That's a filthy dreamer. When you find folks dreaming all the time, they despise dominion. Any power or authority over them, I don't care whether it is one that is a righteous or one that is in the secular sense, they despise it. They don't want nobody instructing them. They don't want nobody telling them. They don't want nobody giving them any kind of instruction. They despise dominion. They despise authorities. The scriptures say they despise it. And they speak evil of dignities. They speak evil of everything. I don't care what it is, they speak evil of it. They speak evil of dignities, those that Yahweh has set in place. That they may instruct us. That they may show us how to walk in their lives because the way they walk. They despise that. And that's this wicked generation. They speak evil of the things that are of Yahweh, the things that are ordained of Him. And yet those corrupt things that defile them, they never speak evil of those things. I don't care if you don't like it, your mama, your grandmother, it makes no difference at all. This is the spirit of this house. And it must be eradicated. It must be ripped out of your heart, saints. If it's not, you're going to die in your sins. He said, you will know their nature because he said, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, now when he had a dispute with Satan, the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke thee. He bring not one accusation against Satan. He knew that he was a liar and a thief. He knew he was an accuser. He just said, Yahweh rebuke you. I resist that spirit. I will not receive that. He just said, Yahweh rebuke you. He said, but these speak evil of those things which they know not. You find yourself doing that, you are evil. You don't understand something, shut your wicked mouth. When those are walking in a false state, they speak evil about things they don't even know. They perceive the thing, and yet they don't even know. If the thing was so, and if it's a brother or sister, then you ought to get on your face before Yahweh. That's the apostate spirit today. That's all it does, speak evil against things that it ought not to speak evil against. Just shut your mouth and inquire of Yahweh. Search my heart to make sure I'm sincere with you, Father. And my desire is to please you above all things. He said, but what they know naturally, they think they know it naturally as brute beasts. Now that's how they act. As brute beasts, and those things, they corrupt who? They corrupt themselves. It's not someone corrupting you, you corrupt yourself. You can accuse all you want to. That's the spirit of hell. It is the spirit of Satan. You accuse, you corrupt yourself because you speak against things you ought not to. You come against things you should not. And so this is a corrupt house. Who was Jude talking to? He was talking to Israel. He was talking to the call out and the elect according to the grace and the mercies of Yahweh. This is a generation that has corrupted itself. No one has corrupted you or me. You have corrupted yourself. Things you ought not to speak against, you ought to just shut your mouth. You're just like a brute beast. When those brute beasts, those cows in the field, we got that wood on the other side. You cannot catch that bull. And the only way we're going to get him, I'll send the brother James, we'll just have him for hamburger. You're going to have to go in there and shoot him dead. That's the only way. And that's what you do to a beast. I watched those brothers as that beast was on our land yesterday, trying to get chickens. The only way they're going to stop that, they must kill it. And that's the only way you're going to stop that brute spirit. You have to kill it. And you start by crucifying your flesh, crucifying your own flesh. That's where you start. You start by killing your own flesh. You start by killing your own flesh. That's where it starts. No, you kill your own flesh. And when you began to kill your own flesh, then you began to crucify that brute spirit. It's a beast spirit. Don't you understand that that flesh was the beastly action that killed Messiah? They despised the dominion of Yahweh. They didn't want Yahweh's dominion. They were religious folks, but they believed that there was, quote, a God, unquote. But they did not want the will or the laws of that one that they thought they knew. And that's the way we are in this day. Oh, we believe in God, as they say, but we don't want Him telling us what to do. You don't want Him to tell you about your sins and your corruption and your lies and the sins that separate you from Him. What he's going to have to do is expose this house and show the nakedness and the sins of this house. His people. He's going to show that throughout the world, wherever they are. And He's going to have men that are bold in power. And they're not going to fear what man can say, or what man will do, or what you say against Him. I've had them to call me everything that is. Liars, a cheater, or Lord, a false brother. That makes me no difference at all. Because I stand in an anointing that no man can resist. You can fight against it, but you can't resist it. So I'm not offended at things like that, all right? He says, I want to tell you something. Verse 11, woe unto them. Is that not what it says, woe? It says, woe unto them. I'm telling you today, my friends, woe unto them. You don't have to look to your neighbor. You can take your hand and point it here. Woe unto them. Woe unto them. For they have gone the way of Cain. And Cain was this prototypical natural man, as we are. He was a very religious man that walked in his own will and not the will of Almighty Yahweh. For he should have brought an offering that was sufficient unto the great king. And he said, this sufficient. I'll do it the way I want to. No, you're not going to do it that way. You're not going to talk the way you want to. You got the holy anointing of Yahweh. Your tongue just doesn't say anything. Your tongue just doesn't go east and west. It's a tongue that is seasoned. It's a tongue that is tame. It's a tongue that doesn't speak just anything or say anything. I speak to you husbands, I speak to you wives. You're not going to get by saying anything. You wives are not, you husbands are not, you brothers and you sisters, you're not going to get by. You're not going to get by just saying anything to each other either. Try to corrupt the minds of others because you are corrupt. But a wicked thing. A wicked heart. I will get into depth to this. I'll show you why your complaining comes too. I'll show you every last one of why you complain the way you do. It's in Scripture. You know, He gave me this morning, Sister Marcia, right before I had another message. I'm telling you. But He gave me this. I haven't had time to look at the Scriptures. I just go about the anointing. I go about that. When you find one is complaining, they're full of wickedness. It's nothing but bitterness. Scripture says that. That's what Scripture says. That's what Scripture says. And the reason you don't know, because you don't study it. But you find, I don't care if it's your wife, your husband, your son, when they are complaining, they're full of bitterness. Job said, in the bitterness of my soul, it is beyond the flesh. It's something in their souls. He said, the bitterness of my soul, will I make my complaint known? You complain to your way. He said, the wickedness of my own soul. He was only righteous because Yahweh deemed him righteous. He said, because there's bitterness in me, I complain. I murmur, I speak against that and against that. It is the wickedness in your own soul. You don't have to love me. It makes no difference at all. That's where it comes from. It's not because what someone does to you. It's your own bitterness. It's your own sin. You want to find a cheap way out, but I'm telling you, honey, there ain't no cheap way out. You're going to stand in judgment before Yahweh. I'm going to do that. He said, woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, this natural religious figure that does things after his own will now. That's what Cain did. And he rejects, or he was the one that rejected this commandment of Yahweh. And that's what this generation does. It rejects what He says. Well, I don't believe it's that way. It's the way He said it. Because it deals with your corrupt flesh, and your flesh cannot comprehend the things of Yahweh. You need the Spirit to do that. You need His anointing. And He gives His Spirit to those that obey Him. And this is not an obedient generation. This trash that has been poured out has been black trash and white trash. It's been traditional trash. It has not been the anointing. It has not, because that day when they received that anointing, there was such a transformation in the hearts of all of them. No one had anything they called their own. They went and they sold. And when one tried to lie unto the Ra'u, Yahweh destroyed. He destroyed Ananias and He destroyed his wicked wife Sapphira, because it was yours to keep. Once it was committed unto Yahweh, it's no more yours. You and the world, your soul was your own. And once it's committed unto Him, you have no jurisdiction or authority over it. You are governed by the laws of His true word. So that's the first order of business. He took that out. He killed both of them. Destroyed them. For they would have brought a canker or sin in the midst. And he destroyed them. He said, you've gone out there. He said, you have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily. My, what a greedy generation. You ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Well, I don't think you're right, preacher. That's what Korah did. I don't think you're right. And those that they perish in their gainsaying. I don't believe you're right. I don't think what you're saying is right. And so what they do, they get in their gangs and they began to speak. That's gainsaying. Yes. And they perish after the way of the gainsaying. Isn't that something what the enemy wants you to do? He loves you to get in your little gangs. It only takes two to be a gang. And in your little game saying you perish. There's no life in your souls. There's no power to pray. I'm preaching, sister. That's the truth. No power to pray. You can't get from under the power of that spirit. And it brings you under submission and subjection unto it. And you serve that thing. Well, I don't know who he think he is. That's the spirit of Balaam. Let Yahweh destroy, preacher David. Then tell me, let the judgment come upon you. This is a wicked generation of judgment. Why you can tolerate her sins, but not mine? Why is your judgment on hers different than me? Why is your judgment on that one is different than this one or that one? It's wickedness. Why will you judge some other children different than you judge these? I was talking to sister today. I wish some of y'all had the sense she got. You know, children said, play Pastor Roberts, and they play me all night long on the CDs there. And she said this to me. She said, you know Pastor Roberts? She said, well, Yahweh, when he did a transformation in my heart, I was no more, I had no more Indian heritage. That's what she said. She said, I had no more Indian heritage. My heritage was in the body. And I did what saints have saints, not black, white, not this. I want some of you all the way you treat your little children, you think they are cursed and they're not. And yet you think some other child is better. You're a flat out liar. That's wickedness in your heart. I wish you could come like one of them, little ones. I said that yesterday. Sister Robin's watching. Brother Dolphin, the son, I said that. I said, Yahweh, I wish that we could become like this. I watched that little innocent thing lying there. And as I talked to him, he didn't understand, but he understood. No fight in his spirit. He just lying there. Why? Because he was at the hands or at the need of the one that he perceived in that moment, his protector. Unless you become like one of them. He's got to depend for milk and everything. We don't depend on Yahweh for nothing. We talk the way we want to. We walk the way we want to. You're going to die your sins. And I'm going to tell you that. You corrupt your own self. Ain't your husband corrupting you or your wife corrupting you? You corrupt your own self. Ain't your sons or daughter? Ain't no sister corrupting you. You corrupt your own self. And you can tell you corrupt because you began to run after the way of Cain. Well, I just don't think that's right. I don't think he should say that. I'm going to say what Yahweh says. I don't care what you think. Because if you are a righteous one, the righteous man, his thoughts are righteous. And the first thing he will say, let thy judgment fall upon me, Yahweh. That's what a righteous man, that's how a righteous man think. The thoughts of a righteous man are right. And he think about judgment. He wants his words to be seized in his mind, his heart. He said, they've gone and they perish in the gainsaying of Korah. You know what Korah did, don't you? He denied the authority of Moses. And that's what they do, they perish because they deny authority. Search the scriptures. Are you trying to say something to make you look good? No, I'm trying to say something to show you who he is. I'm trying to show you who he is. I'm trying to show you who this mighty creator is. He said they all perish in the gainsaying of Korah. Why? Because Dathan and Abiram, they all got together and said, who Moses think he is? And in the gainsaying, they perish. Their hearts were lost. They had no love for truth. They couldn't obey Yahweh. And he destroyed them. Can I tell you? He destroyed the mamas, the servants, their babies, their sucklings. He killed every last one of them in the hell. That's why I had you all to read Psalms 136. You that did read it. You better thank Yahweh that His mercies endure forever. If you can sense the mercies of Yahweh. And that's why folks are perishing, because in the gainsaying of Korah. Let me tell you, young ones, don't let these elderly, I don't care who it is, Sister Roberts, I don't care if it's Sister Horn, Sister Kay, any of Mother Miller, speak nothing foolish to your mind. You resist that spirit. Amen. Foolish old women ought to be teachers. Sit acting like fools and clowns. You old sisters ought to watch your mouths and watch what you say. You ain't got no business talking like a young foolish gal. I don't expect Sister Roberts to talk like Lisa. I don't expect you to talk like one of these young ones. You ought to talk with maturity and sense. I don't expect Eldermar to talk like these young boys. You don't know Eldermar, and I know you. I wish you had what he had. You that think I don't know him, I wish you had what he had. He perished in the gainsaying of Korah. So they get together in their gang saying, you better hear this message today. And they began to talk. And they perish in that. They despise the authority. That's what Korah did. Three profound figures Yahweh shows us. Why? Because there's something I want to show you, what they brought in the midst. Because of their hearts, they did all that for one reason. I will show you right here in scriptures. He said, these are spots in your feast of charity and your feast of love. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They don't even fear that they've done a thing. You're wicked, saints. If I've done Brother James wrong and I can sit down and eat with him and don't fear that, something's wrong in my spirit. If I spoke against my brother and know I've done that, you are wicked. You sit down and eat, don't have no fear. You lied against a brother, you have no fear. You sit down in the feast of charity of Yahweh's love. He's showing you love, you don't have no fear. Something is wrong in your soul. I do Brother Jeff wrong, and I sit down and feast without fear. Something is wrong. Something wrong in my spirit. I don't have no Holy Ghost. If you want to, you don't have no Holy Ghost. Truth, Father. It's the spirit of Korah. They had no fear. They despised the authority of Moses and Aaron. So you take too much on yourself. That was one thing that Solomon prayed for. Yahweh is one thing I want, to know how to answer your people, what to tell them, how to answer their sins. He said, above all that I want. And Yahweh said, because you wanted that. You didn't ask for riches. He said, but what a profound mind. That's my mind. Because he's the mighty counselor, isn't he? He said, because you want to counsel them, I will give you not only that, but riches too. I believe that. I can see why he gave me this message this morning. You know, I've been looking all week on a message for the Holy Ghost. Ever since Wednesday night, I've been studying on that. I'll preach it. But then this morning, he gave me one word. I began to search scriptures right before Elder Martin came. And when he came in, he kind of interrupted me because I couldn't go any farther. So I had to just go with what I had. And I'll go with just what I got. I got him. He's on the inside. And that's all I need. Glory to Yahweh. Bless you. He said, these are spots in your feast of charity, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds without water, they're just a cloud. Without any water, no living water. He said, carried about of winds. Now, every kind of wind, they get carried about. They get carried away. You watch their personality, they get carried away. The least little wind blows, they get carried away. The least little thing says, the least little wind, they get carried away. When he said, she said, they. He's going to touch your honey hole today, all right? And he said, you can tell they don't have anything. Why? Because the trees without fruit, withereth. They don't have no fruit of love, no patience, no long-suffering, no meekness, no kindness. He said, you know what they got. Well, tell me you have the spirit of Yahweh and you don't know how to walk in the power of his, whom he is. You just walk in him, you walk in him, you walk in love. He said, these are trees without any fruit. They withered. Not even the living water caused them to come alive. This is scripture truth, saints. I'm not adding anything to it. This is brought down to a personal level. He said they have no fruit. What they call love is nothing but a canker of a mess. It's rotten because when they come in your presence, you sense a rotten spirit. They leave a rotten taste in your mouth. trees without fruit. I want fruit. Why? Because he's coming for an abundance. He's not coming for a little bit, son. He's coming for an abundance. And you can't have no fruit without water. So you need to be crowded with water. You can't have no fruit without water. Without water. You think the fruit are going to come just because we get rain during the spring? You see, in the fall of the year, you must get enough rain for the tree then. That's when it starts. When they lay all of their fruit out, when all the fruit are taken off, then that the preparation of fruit bearing began right there in the fall. Once they bear all the fruit, the apple trees and peach trees, the preparation begins then. And if they don't get enough rain, then the fruit are small. They're little fruit. They don't mature right. So they must begin to get the rain then. We must get this rain. We're in the fall. Why? Because he is a husbandman. It is one thing he does. He prunes. He prunes all the time. And he's going to prune us. He's going to cut this wicked flesh. He's going to show us our hearts. He's going to show you what's in you that he may prune you. His word is sharp. He's powerful than any two-edged sword. He said, trees without fruit, they're twice dead now. They got no life in them. They have no spiritual life and they have no flesh life. Do you hear that? There's no animation in their spirit because their flesh represents what's in the heart. They are twice dead. Some of you folks in here, you are twice dead. You need to get the fire your way down in your soul. You need to drink from the well of the living water. The Messiah said, he that believeth on me, like the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he spake of the Ra'u of the Spirit that which had not been given unto them. They're twice dead. They have no root because they don't love him. That's what the root is in love. We have to be grounded and rooted in love. They have none of that. He said, raging waves of the sea. And they foaming out their whose shame? Whose shame? Their own shame. You see a man foaming in his mouth. It's not someone else. He's getting angry at someone again. He's getting foolish. You see his mouth began to foam again, all white. That's his own shame. And they foam it out their own shame. When they act like that, it's their own shame. Their own shameful, wicked ways. Sin has caused us to act like fools. Because our minds have been on Yahweh. We got to get this thing pure in our hearts. We got to have us an old-time fashioned prayer meeting here. We're going to have one soon. You get on with our faces and cry. Some of you all don't know how to cry. Some of y'all don't even know how to cry. You're like a stealth bomber. He doesn't want to tell you to be like a stealth bomber. He intends for everything to have breath to praise him. To lift him up. That's what he means. And some of y'all like, you're twice dead, plucked up by the root. And the word of Yahweh doesn't inspire your hearts. Nothing inspires you. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. He said, wandering stars, they wander from here to east to the west, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. That's what a busy woman does. She wanders from house to house, talking. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings. Behold, Yahweh coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all those that are wicked among them of all their wicked deeds. And that's what the judgment is for. To show you your wicked deeds, which they have unholy, unreverently committed, and of all their hard speech, which unrighteously, unholy sinners have spoken against him. And he tells you what they are now. So one of the things I'm going to deal with. He said, first of all, these are murmurers. And they are complainers. And the reason they murmur and complain, because they walk after their own lust. When you got one that is murmuring and complaining, they're walking after their own lust. These are murmurers, they're complainers, walking after their own lust. Their mouth speaks swelling words, because they have men person in admiration because of advantage. So they speak swelling words to one another to be inspired by the other ones for their own advantage, to satisfy or to give strength to their own wicked lust. These are complainers. complainers. Now that is the thing I want to emphasize a little this morning. This complaining spirit, the birth of it and the seed of it. Where does it come from? Where is the spirit from? Is it one of Yahweh? Has he birthed that in one's heart? He is the one that has given you that inspiration to do that. He said they're complainers. You know why they're complaining? Because they have no life in them. They have no love for Yahweh. They have a disdain. They have a hatred for his truth. So they murmur and they complain. And they have no fruit. They have no fruit in their lives. They're trees that are barren. When Messiah cursed that fig tree, he said, "Will never again produce fruit." They're barren. Their lives are barren without fruit. They have no fruit of love. They have no fruit of kindness. They have no fruit of gentleness. They have no fruit of love. So they have none of that. They've gone out of the way of Cain and Korah and Balaam. It's their own will, what they desire. Yahweh never intend for us to do that. That's why Satan said, once you eat of this tree, you become as gods. You create your own environment. You create your own will. Yahweh never intended that. He intended to be the mighty one. He told them what not to eat from. And he tells you what not to do. He told you not to complain and not to murmur. He told you don't lie. He told you that. Don't steal. Don't cheat. Esteem others more highly than yourself. Don't be bitter against your brother. You're a wicked thing when you can't esteem a brother or sister. You're full of your sin and you're gonna esteem the world. Huh? You're wicked. You justify your wicked son or daughter. Your wicked mama, your wicked grandmama. You're a foul thing. That's the truth. Mama drunkard, cigarette smoker. You can esteem them. Daddy, same thing. Grandpappy. Yeah, when it comes to the saints, we can't esteem them. Something is wrong in your mind. You're full of hell and sin. And you're going to die in your wickedness. And that's the truth. Unless you repent. That's why he brings judgment to repentance. So you can repent. He judges you. And he's judging this house. Sure he is. He's judging his house. How do I know? Because judgment first began at his house. And if he began with us first, then where shall the wicked and the sinners appear before him? If nothing else, I will shout for that. Because he began with me. Because my body is his temple. So I bless him for judging. I bless him for that. He said they're nothing but complainers. Nothing but complainers. I want to show you where complaining starts. Job chapter 7 verse 11. We think you're always putting too much on us. That's why they complain. We think it's overbearing. I know what I'm preaching. I'm not a Friday night specialist. I believe that's what I'm preaching. I believe we need to search the scriptures. You need to do them. And this is what Job said here in Job chapter 7 verse 11. This is how we are. He said, therefore, Job 7:11. He said, therefore, I will what? Not. I will not. We're very adamant. I will not refrain what? Look what he says. My mouth. I will not refrain my mouth. He said, I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. And I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Now hear this mighty one that created him. Had given him all. He was the one that said, Yahweh give it and he take it away. He said, I'm not going to stop my mouth from talking. And that's the wickedness of this hour. Because the souls are full of bitter. He said, I'm going to complain in the bitterness of my own soul. No, it wasn't someone else's soul. It wasn't Eliphaz or Bildad. It was Job's soul. It's not your brother's sister. It's your own soul. And in the bitterness of your own soul, you make your complaint. So you say, nobody's going to shut my mouth. I don't want to talk like that, Father. Help me. You're not going to tell me what to do. Your wife tell your husband, you're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell me to shut my mouth. The righteous thing is to shut your mouth. That's a bitter, wicked spirit. It's of hell. And Yahweh, Messiah, will shut his mouth. It's by the quietness of a spirit that wrath is turned away. And what is quiet, the wrath is turned away.
when you speak in your bitterness of your complaints, you cause wrath and strife. And that's what this generation has done to y'all. Well, I want to tell you something. Well, I just don't think it ought to be like that then. I don't think I have to do that. And that's the way we are. We continue in all our hypocrisy and say, no, no, but that's the truth. We are that way. And you are that way. And he's going to have to bring you through the coal of judgment, the fire of judgment, to straighten you out in any way today. So he must have men that will speak his truth without compromising. There has to be. If I'm not one, run for your souls. Flee. Don't be a fool. Flee this place. If you go naked, I'd rather flee naked and go out there and die because I'm doing right than to stay here and let a fool like this man destroy me or take my love away from Yahweh. Now I'm trying to get some love in your heart for him. That's why you can't even love me. He tell you to love him first. Come on, saints, listen to that. Hear what I say. You think you're going into the kingdom not doing what he says? He says to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and all your strength. And then he said to love your neighbor, your brothers and sisters. He said, love them as you love who? Thyself. He said, wives, husband, love your wife as you love thyself. So my love for her can be no different than my love for him. Can I ask you a question then? If he is in me, you think he loves this brother any different than he loves her? When you say the difference of dissimulation, that's what it is. I will not cover Sister Robert's sins. I want my wife's sins to be made known. I want her to go into the kingdom. If she want to turn her back on Yahweh, let her turn it. I want her sins known. I'm not going to cover her sin. I'll cover her sin by the blood. I'm not going to do it. Many of y'all could even steal what I did to her. You'd have walked out. And they should have had you repented because of your wicked ways. And you didn't do it. What was that for? To show you your wicked sins too? Well, it was for me. Well, you that were without sin, cast the first stone. You that haven't sinned at that, even what you you accuse her, cast the first stone. All have sinned. You've come short. He's going to show us our hearts and the corruption of it. It's going to take a real, genuine person that has some sense of Yahweh's love to do that. And there ain't no way you can love him. How can you say you love him when you see your brothers and sisters? You can't love them. You don't love him. How can you say you love someone else when you see little children or brothers and sisters? You can't love them. That's a lie. You can't do that. He said, we come to him. We are all one in him. He said, how could that be? How can you say you love him when you got a problem with that? Just a little boy and girlish little fact infatuation. And that's how wicked this world is. White folks go to hell just like black folks. And they're both filthy. They're both full of sin. They're both corrupt. Full of lies. I want all of you better stop your gainsaying. It's the spirit of Korah. That's a gainsaying thing. And you get your little groups and you do your little gainsaying. You better stop it. I want every last one of you. I want every last one of you. I warn you that. You refute authority. He said, I won't shut my mouth. And that's the way you are. I won't shut my mouth. I'm anguish. I'm angry. I don't like that. So I'm going to complain. They won't complain. They speak from the wickedness of their hearts. That's why they complain. That's why Satan. Well, that's why he encouraged you today to complain. Complain. They complain about nothing. You don't have to say it, but that's all right. It's still the truth. Glory. It's still Yahweh's word. Nothing is going to change that. Nothing at all. You are me. You're not going to change that. And that is just a fact. In the bitterness of their soul, they began to complain. He began to speak those things that he ought not to have spoken. David says in Psalm 77:3. This is why you have no power right here. I want to show you. Psalm 77, verse 3. It's either the truth or it's a lie. That's why you have no power. You can't pray. You don't love prayer. You don't love one another. You can't love each other. I'm sure you're right here. Psalm 77:3. I know this message is on time. I know y'all went in for this. You can't get the Holy Ghost until you get this right. You can do all that la-ta-pa-ta-ta-ta-ta. That doesn't mean a nick is worth a rat's piss.